KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm Eddie Hughes, along with our producer, Kevin Kirsten. We got a great guest today coming up, but I say it's a great day to be a Bulldog. It's also a crummy day to be sick. You might notice in my voice I got a little bit of a cold. I'm getting over here, so bear with me. And thanks to our producer, Kevin, for holding it down while I've been gone the past couple weeks on vacation with the family. He did such a great job. You all might be disappointed that I'm back, but either way, bear with us. If you want to voice your complaints that Kevin should be the full-time host, go ahead and tweet us and let us know. But our guest today, I said it's a great guest. It is. It's Stephen Tremblay, Fresno State's Director of New Media. He's also the Sports Information Director for men's basketball. He's been that for how many years now, Stephen?
It's my ninth year.
Your ninth year, and big game coming up today. We got Boise State at 4 p.m. at the Save Mart Center. Fresno State, the defending Mountain West tournament champions, against the current first-place Mountain West team. Boise State's at 4-0 right now. How big is it for the crowd to be out there in full force today and really get the Bulldogs going in this one?
Oh, it's huge. This is the time of year when the Save Mart Center becomes electric, and an opportunity to take on a team that is in first place in the Mountain West, 4-0 in conference play, 11-4 on the season. They've won 7 straight games, which includes all 3 of their road wins this season, and they played some tough teams. They also went up to Eugene and played at Oregon and had the opportunity to watch that game. I actually thought they were the better team on the floor that day, and Oregon just found a way to win. So this is a very talented team with a Player of the Year candidate and Chandler Hutchison averaging a little over 18 points a game, nearly 9 rebounds. But Fresno State has played well at the Save Mart Center and has played well against the Boise State Broncos at the Save Mart Center. No Boise State player that is currently on the roster has won at the Save Mart Center. So the Bulldogs have done a great job, as they call it, protecting the yard. 7-1 this season, 2-0 against Mountain West opponents. They've actually won 10 straight home games against Mountain West teams. So it's a great opportunity today to come out and watch a team that's playing with a lot of passion, a lot of fire. Really excited about getting home. 2 tough road losses over the past week, and I think Fresno State's refocused, and I think that it's a great opportunity to come out and to get back out and play basketball, and to do so at a great venue. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the fans join us at the Save Mart Center later today.
And that's a great stat you bring up. No Boise State player currently on that roster has won at the Save Mart Center. Pretty impressive considering just how competitive Mountain West basketball is in the first place. But also, the Boise State's had some pretty good teams in recent years. Fresno State, as we know, has as well. Talent-wise, I think the Bulldogs match up might even be favorable to anyone else in the conference right now. Would you agree with that, Stephen?
Yeah, Fresno State is the only team, there isn't a current player on their roster that they haven't. They've won everywhere else in the Mountain West. They won at San Diego State. They won at New Mexico. They run across the conference. The only place they haven't won is here at the Save Mart Center. So it is a great opportunity, and it is a good matchup. There's always been competitive games between these two teams. Even when a team jumps out to a big lead, teams come back, and I'm really looking forward to this game. And tickets are available. You can just go to the Save Mart Center box office here on game day. $15 are where tickets start at. There's other great seats all throughout the Save Mart Center that are available. So we'd love to have you join us. You can also get either a 3-game or a 5-game plan, and that reduces that ticket price down to $12 per game. So $36 is what's starting at for the 3-game plan, and then 5-game plans are also available starting at $60.
Which is a great deal considering the Bulldogs still have some really marquee Mountain West games coming up. You've got first place Boise, you've got San Diego State, a big rival always coming up. You've got New Mexico. I mean, there's some great games to choose from still on the schedule this year.
You hit it right on the head. I mean, we've got Boise State today, Colorado State coming up on Wednesday. That's always been a great competitive rivalry over the last couple of years. Some great games between Colorado State and Fresno State. That coming up on Wednesday. There's a family four-pack that you can call in, 559-278-1688. And it's a way to get 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 4 tickets to the game for just $49 for that Colorado State game and any Wednesday game during conference play. So there'll be a couple other opportunities. The game against Air Force on February 1st. San Jose State on February 15th, you can also get that family four-pack. So we're trying to get as many fans to the St. Martin Center. The team really appreciates whenever anybody can join us at the St. Martin Center. How loud you are, how passionate you are, and just being there is critical as we look to build towards the Mountain West Championships coming up in March. The only automatic bid for the Mountain West is the tournament champion winner, and that's what Fresno State did last year, really building strong towards the conference tournament and riding that into the first NCAA tournament appearance since 2001. And that's really the Fresno State's path to the NCAA tournament, is by winning the Mountain West tournament and having the best seeding through building through the regular season, going in strong to the Thomas and Mack Center and giving it everything that they have.
You're a Fresno State graduate, Steven. I'm a graduate myself, a little bit older than both you and Kevin.
I'm a recent graduate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, brand new graduate. Congratulations, by the way, officially. But on a personal note, as a Fresno State alum, we're talking about first place Boise State right now. It hurts me to even have those words coming out of my mouth a little bit, if I'm being honest with everyone. Do you guys feel that same way? Like there's a little extra something special when it's Boise State coming into town, all the history this program has, not just with Boise State basketball, but with football, with what happened in 2001 all the way back when a Boise State team that at that time was pretty unknown came into Bulldog Stadium and shattered Fresno State's BCS dreams. That would have been the first ever BCS busting team. No one really thought it was possible until that David Carr led team in 2001 took the Bulldogs all the way to number 8 in the nation. And then just kind of out of nowhere, Boise State ended that dream. And I remember just sitting in the stands that day. So ever since
then, you really got to bring that up.
I mean, that's what I think of it. Every time it's Boise State in any sport now, that's what I'm thinking of, is all those memories and, you know, how bad as a fan I'd like to see the Bulldogs win. So, you know, I hope people come out. I hope they're loud. And I'm just curious if you guys have those same sort of emotions that stir when it's Boise State, Fresno State, which is the type of rivalry that really makes college sports special.
Yeah, I mean, I wear multiple hats. I'll take off my hat of working for the team. And I mean, when you talk to the team, every game is the biggest game of the year, whatever the next game is on the schedule, and the mindset, because you don't want to make one game bigger than another, even though there is some historical context. Yeah, as a student and alum, I mean, I want to see Fresno State win every single game possible. And I remember being in the student section back when ESPN Thursday Night Football and Kirk Herbstreit and Mike Tirico were calling the game, a 27-7 Fresno State win and a downpour of a second half. So I've got all those memories from a football side. I mean, even rushing the court after a win over Boise State during my college undergraduate career. So yes, there's a lot of great memories. But I mean, if you're just looking at this matchup and up that other hat back on, this, when you look at the Mountain West race and in week 3, this is an important game. I won't make it as an end-all game, but I mean, this is an opportunity that right now, sitting at 2-3, Fresno State, Boise State at 4-0, a win today over Boise State, I mean, that's, you can get back to within 2 games of the Mountain West lead, and that's where you would have a potential tiebreaker over Boise State and Nevada, who would be potentially tied for first place. Now, Colorado State, see what they happen to do, and then maybe you're 1 game back, and you're right back into that mix, and then, oh wait, next week you're playing both of those teams. You're playing Colorado State at home on Wednesday. You're playing at Nevada a second time, a chance to finish off a season sweep. Both of those games next week on CBS Sports Network as well. But that game up in Reno is another potential huge one. And then if you can ride this wave, I mean, this is a key point early part of that season to try to build and get yourself in that best part of the seeding. Now, depending on how things go in the next couple weeks, can you still continue to build in the latter half of January and even into February, no matter what happens this week? Yes. But this is a key time where there's some great opportunities to take advantage of the fact that you've got 2 home games, or Fresno State has not lost on a Saturday since last year in the loss to New Mexico, the opening week of Mountain West play. So that's 6 straight Saturday games that Fresno State has won when playing at home. So, I mean, there's a lot of cool stats. There's been a lot of great accomplishments over the last year plus, last couple years, and even building back towards the CBI run back in 2014. So this is an exciting time for Fresno State basketball, and really looking forward to seeing everybody out there. It's going to be Spirit Fest. Also, I'll mention that as well, where our Fresno State Spirit squads will be out there. Future Bulldogs will be working with them all day and then perform at halftime. So there's a lot of fun activities that go along with our Fresno State athletic events, and this is just another example of one of those special times and those memories that last for a lifetime.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head saying fun activities. Bulldog basketball, no doubt. The fun is back. If anyone out there who ever thought the fun had disappeared when the team was struggling several years back, that's not Bulldog basketball right now. Literally every game left on this schedule this Fresno State basketball team is capable of winning. I think some people haven't quite latched back onto that yet. You know, I know the St. Martin Center crowds, they've been good. That last home game against Wyoming, it was a boisterous crowd right from the get-go. They got to see a great Fresno State win over a Wyoming team that had a really good record at the time and still has a good record. But a lot of fans, I don't think, from those Celand Arena days have come back yet to the St. Martin Center to really latch onto this program, and I hope it happens soon. It's a team coming off an NCAA tournament berth last year, a Mountain West tournament championship. And this Bulldog team's got a lot of talent, as we mentioned. And, you know, you alluded to it earlier, Steven, that the team started 2-1 in the Mountain West. They've lost their last two after the road trip.
So they're both road games.
Yeah, San Jose State and Air Force.
This is one of the tougher conferences around to win on the road. And that's not making an excuse for losing at San Jose State or losing at Air Force or even a close loss at the Pit, where it's been traditionally. I mean, last year was the first year that Fresno State had ever won a game at the Pit when playing at New Mexico. So there's some great venues. There's some great environments. But Fresno State, as you talk around the conference, but I mean, there are teams that are not excited about having to play at Fresno State and play at the St. Martin Center, not because it's not a great venue, but because it's such a tough place to win. And Fresno State's done a lot of that winning over the last couple years, especially at home and protecting their yard. 34 of the last 40 home games, that's a lot of wins.
Yeah, you know, the two-game road trip, it's obviously tough to play on the road in this conference. It's really, you know, you got to protect that home court, and if you can win half your road games, you're probably in a good position to compete for that conference title. But the Bulldogs, the advantage they have, they beat Nevada, they beat Wyoming at home already this year. The two teams at the time, which had the best record in the Mountain West Conference, that's got to be an advantage going forward for Fresno State that, yeah, you lost a couple road games, but you've already beaten two of the teams that figure to be in the mix at the end of the year.
Exactly. And it's it's a long season. And yes, they're, for Fresno State, 5 games in, so that's 13 more Mountain West games still to play. But it's the most important part of building through regular season. Yes, you want to win a championship, but can you get a top five seed? Do you not have to play on the first day of the tournament? Can you get it to where with that top five seed, you only have to play 3 games in 3 days, as opposed to having to play 4 games in 3 days. But I still think, and this is just my objective opinion, that the Mountain West champion is going to probably have 12 to 13 wins in conference play. And I mean, you've seen the last few years where it's been 14, 15, 16 wins that have been what has been needed to win a conference championship. I don't think it's going to take that this year. And that's just that's an opinion that may or may not be true. That's what I think is going to happen. I think that if you can get to 12 to 13, you're either going to be tied for a championship or right in that mix for that top two or three seed for the Mountain West tournament. So because there's so much parity, because it's so hard to win on the road, Nevada, who's tied for second, was down 25 on the road at the Pit and couldn't miss in the last 4 minutes, especially that last minute, to force overtime and get a win over a New Mexico team that's pretty good and just didn't get it done down the stretch. So, I mean, you see how tough it is to win on the road. And if Nevada misses one of those shots in the last minute, they don't win that game. They don't get to overtime. But they did, and they got it done on the road. So that's a good win for Nevada. But I still think that you look across this conference and you see the parity and you see the talent level, you can probably get to 12 to 13 wins and win a conference championship. So you win 8 to 9 of your home games, and you win half your road games, 4 or 5 road games, you're right in the mix for a conference championship and or a first-round bye for the Mountain West tournament.
I think that there's an interesting stat in there, too. We saw as the Bulldogs were heading into that Air Force game the other night, they were 11-1 in their last 12 games coming off a loss. Now coming off 2 losses in a row, are there any stats up in that memory bank of yours of how the Bulldogs fare coming off 2 straight losses like this? I would imagine that they usually win the next game out.
Yeah, I'd have to look at that one, but maybe check Twitter. Twitter, Fresno State, MBB, you might see something later today of what that record is over the last few days.
Sounds good. We'll take a look at that. But talking about this matchup, you mentioned earlier Hutchison on Boise State. I watched that game with San Diego State and Boise. You know, obviously Boise coming off a bye the other night, but their last game over the weekend against San Diego State, a big win for Boise State over the Aztecs. The Aztecs, we haven't even mentioned yet, got off to an 0-3 start in the Mountain West. A real surprise, I think, to most Mountain West basketball fans. But in that game, Boise State really was firing on all cylinders. We saw Hutchison really dangerous going to the basket. He's got an explosive first step. He really attacks and plays aggressively. Who do you see on the Bulldogs' side of the ball matching up with him defensively?
I mean, Paul Watson is always a big option to pretend, I mean, to likely go against whoever the best offensive threat is on the other team. Now, there's situations that they'll switch off. And I mean, Fresno State's primarily a man team, but they'll throw in some zone. Paul Watson, he's got the length to match up against somebody that's got the length like Chandler Hutchison does. Jerron Hopkins is another option. Colin Russo can help on some things, but I would say probably Paul Watson is somebody to watch and how he fares. And he takes pride in his defense, and when he doesn't perform at the level that he wants, that he expects out of himself, he's one of those first guys back in the gym working on trying to get better.
This team, you know, they're not used to losing consecutive games like this in the Mountain West. Do you think they're just all that much more motivated coming in right now? How's the mindset of the team from your perspective?
I think so. I mean, it's always great to play home games, and it's, as we were talking about, tough to play on the road. But if you can't, and this is probably head coach Rodney Terry, and you pick up some of the things that he say, but if you're not excited about playing at this time of year, this is one of the greatest times in your lives to be playing college basketball. I didn't play college basketball, but as college basketball players, there's so many people around that would love to have the opportunity to do what our players are doing. And I know our guys appreciate the opportunity that they get and the pride that they get in wearing the Bulldogs across their chest, or Fresno State across their chest, depending on which jersey that they're wearing for each game. But no, this is an exciting time in their lives, and it's an exciting time for Fresno State basketball, and we'd love to see you out at the St. Martin Center. Well, tickets are only $15. We've got some great seats. We'd love to see you join us at the St. Martin Center today.
Speaking of Coach Rodney Terry, do you anticipate any moves that'll be made by him, maybe lineup changes, anything like that, giving another guy a shot at that starting five, anything he might do to kind of spark this team heading into tonight's game?
I would pay very close attention to the start of the game to see whether or not there are changes to that starting lineup. I mean, Coach Terry, in his post-game radio interview with Paul Loeffler and Coach Q, did say that there were going to be lineup changes. We'll see what happens. But at this point in the season, effort and guys that have that mindset of doing whatever it takes to win, and sometimes you got to shake things up to get a little bit of that spark back. And yes, teams played well at home, but at this point in the year, it's really building what's going to be the right rotation for that Mountain West tournament and to get that best seeding possible for the Mountain West championship. And can you get yourself back in the race for a conference championship? I mean, being three down in the loss column, but you've got the three teams that are in the top three in the conference standings over the next three games. It's that time where who wants it the most?
There you have it. Another thing to look forward to in today's game. We hope to see all the fans out there again. That's 4 p.m. at the St. Martin Center. Fresno State versus first place Boise State. Still hurts me to say that. But switching gears a little bit, Steven, NFL playoffs, we're in the thick of that this weekend. The Bulldogs still have one major alum alive in the playoffs, the Green Bay Packers wide receiver Davante Adams. What do you think of the job he's done this year? I know he, coming into the season, he faced a lot of comments and criticisms from just the media at large, different people wondering if he was the guy that should be starting for the Packers. And a lot of what happened to him his first 2 years in the NFL was injury related, and that had a lot to do with why his numbers weren't as big as they are this year. But then he comes out this year, 997 yards in the regular season alone, just 3 yards off that coveted 1,000-yard mark. He was among the NFL leaders in touchdowns with 12. Really had sort of a breakout season for the Packers, and they're on this great winning streak now with a chance to move on to the NFC Championship if they can beat the Cowboys this week. Obviously a tall task, but how proud does it make you to see a Bulldog alum shining the way he is on the national stage?
I mean, very proud. Devontae's a winner. And he's always had that winning mindset. I mean, when we're talking basketball, I'd love to see him play basketball for Fresno State. I mean, he and Derek love to also play basketball in addition to all the fun that they had over at Bulldog Stadium. But no, it's a storied tradition that Fresno State football has produced some of the greatest NFL players in really recent memory. And for Devontae to have the season that he had, to respond from some of those injuries, to really put his head down and put in the work and earn the respect like he has of Aaron Rodgers, and who trusts him on he's going to find a way to get him the ball, and Devontae is going to bring it in. And yeah, there's going to be some drops here and there, but Devontae's a guy that he wants to do whatever it takes for the team to win the game, and that's a contagious mindset, and one that is really, really part of the fabric of what it means to be a Bulldog.
Yeah, I saw a lot of those criticisms I read about early before the season started were about his hands and passes he maybe should have caught last year that he didn't drop balls, and then you see NFL tweeting today that Davante Adams this year in the NFL is the best at catching contested passes. So it's really sort of a testament to, you know, not jumping to conclusions with guys, letting it play out. And I think a lot of people forget Davante Adams left Fresno State after his sophomore season, his redshirt sophomore season. If he would have played the full 4 years, I tweeted about it this morning, he'd be a rookie in the NFL right now. So imagine the numbers he put up this year if for a guy who's aged like a rookie, and it becomes all that much more impressive.
He could be a rookie this year, or he could be playing basketball for a year.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it was funny, too, hearing Derek Carr talk about how often he keeps in touch with Davante Adams, that they talk on a weekly basis, and you know, Derek saying that he'd still go out and beat Davante on the basketball court, which I'm not too sure that's true, but it'd be fun to watch, that's for sure. Speaking of Derek Carr, we saw, you know, on Christmas Eve that tough game against the Colts with he suffered the broken leg, and you know, our hearts go out to him. We hope he heals quickly and gets back out there soon. Just sort of gave me a sick feeling to see him go down like that, and I know he felt for his teammates who were relying on him, and just a tough way for the Raiders to end what was such a great season.
It was. I mean, he knew instantly what had happened. I mean, there's some great mic'd up of from the NFL, and he just knew it was broke. And, it's the nature of football. I mean, you'll hear it often of, I mean, whenever you step out on a football field, I mean, the next play could be your last play. But Derek's got the moxie, he's got the fire, he's got the fight to work even harder now, if that's even possible, because I don't think it's harder for him to work, it's possible for him to work harder. But he'll take that mindset that I'm going to work even harder, I'm going to get back, and we're going to do this again. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm a Niners fan, but I'll always root for Derek Carr and enjoy seeing him have success.
Yeah, same here. I love rooting for the Fresno State guys. I kind of bounce around. You know, the Raiders are out, so I can't root for Derek Carr right now in the playoffs. But I'll move over to the Packers and hope Davante Adams gets himself a ring. And I know Kevin over here, though, is the Pittsburgh native, rooting for his Steelers, still alive, going to Kansas City this weekend. Care to make any predictions on that, Kevin?
Yeah, Steelers win.
Surprise,
no, I don't
surprise.
Know. I don't want to look past the Kansas City game and say we're going to Foxborough, but I mean, the Steelers, I want to stick Davante Adams, though. He's going to have a tougher task this weekend because, you know, they have Jordy Nelson out, though. So now Aaron Rodgers is going to be looking a lot more his way, and there's going to be a lot more riding on his shoulders. So, and I know he's probably going to step up and probably have one of the best games of the year this weekend. So we'll see what happens with Nelson being out. But, yeah, hopefully the Packers and the Steelers go. But I can't, you know, I can't comment on anything like that here.
Anyone but your Steelers. But yeah, and a lot of people in the Red Wave, I think, will remember Jordy Nelson playing at Kansas State, that early daytime game at Bulldog Stadium. And I think it was 2009. Steven, you were probably here at the time. And the Bulldogs really laid it on Kansas State that day when they had Jordy Nelson at wide receiver and Josh Freeman at quarterback. Heck of a game for the Bulldogs. But Jordy Nelson's turned into an outstanding receiver. He was in college as well. And we hope he heals quickly too. But at the same time, big opportunity for Davante to, with that more pressure, more spotlight, to really step up and really show what he can do. And the last thing for you, Steven, football season, they're right in the thick of that recruiting period right now. Mm-hmm. I know the Bulldogs are planning some signing day events. Do you have any details to share as far as what's planned for signing day right now with Fresno State in early February?
Yeah, so on February 1st, the same day that our Fresno State men's basketball team hosts Air Force, so we want to see you at the St. Martin Center at 7 o'clock that night, and our women's basketball team will be on the road in Colorado Springs to take on the Air Force Academy that same day. But We're still working on the exact time. There's actually a couple meetings today trying to finalize up things, but there definitely will be a press conference at some point that day where new head coach Jeff Tedford will talk about his signing class, and they're still working on some details as it relates to the evening event for some of our Bulldogs foundation donors and other community partners. So that'll be in that early evening time. So call the Bulldog Scholarship Fund if you're looking for more information on that, 2787160. And as we look into February before we leave, one thing that I would love to talk about is our student night that's set up for February 18th. And we've got some great Fresno State students, over 24,000 of them. And on February 18th, our Fresno State men's basketball team are going to be wearing a uniform that is not available to anybody else in the country. It's a one-of-a-kind black Nike uniform that has the word student in all caps across the back. And that's really a nod for our team as they want to share how appreciative they are of Fresno State students. And Fresno State students get free admission for themselves as well as for one guest to all home men's basketball games, also women's basketball games. And all you have to do is show your student ID at the northeast entrance to the St. Martin Center on game day. You can also pick up guest tickets at the University Student Union before that game. So that's really a big night, and we would love to see as many students. Obviously we want you to come to every single game, but on that February 18th, a special night as Fresno State will wear that exclusive student Nike uniform, basically the same design as their alternate road black uniforms, but they'll be wearing that. It's alumni night, so you'll be able to see some of your former Fresno State basketball stars post-game scrimmage. You can mingle with them. They love connecting with the Red Wave, and really just another opportunity to show how Fresno State and academics and athletics are rising together through the bold vision of President Castro. And the other thing that students should know, there's a chance that the first 1,000 students to come to the game will get free tacos in one of the nation's largest taco giveaways ever, as well as a free Apple Watch to one Fresno State student. Great student giveaways all night. That's February 18th, free for you and a guest to come. Just show your student ID at the northeast entrance. That's February 18th when Fresno State men's basketball hosts the New Mexico Lobos.
Yeah, circle that one on your calendars right now, because it's going to be a great night. I have a feeling it's going to really be loud in the St. Martin Center.
And it's an earlier tip-off than most of our Saturday games. So it's a 3 o'clock start because the game's also on CBS Sports Network. So just a reminder, February 18th, 3 o'clock. Our normal time for Saturday games is 4 o'clock, but February 18th, a 3 o'clock start because of the game being on CBS Sports Network.
So it's going to be a great afternoon, I should say. But circle it on your calendar. It's going to be a great way, not just a nod to the student body at Fresno State, to really the driving force, the fuel behind this Fresno State campus, the student body, but also a reminder to the fans out there and to everyone, the student body as well, that these players, these, 12 to 15 young men on the basketball team are students themselves. They're student athletes. They're part of that student body. And I think it's a good reminder for everyone to know that as we're talking about academics and athletics rising together at Fresno State.
Exactly. There's a reason why it's student athlete and not athlete student. You've heard that from different people over the course of the last couple of years or last decade plus. But these are student athletes going to class, getting a wonderful education from Fresno State, and being able to. 80% of Fresno State students stay in the Central Valley after they graduate and give back to the community by working and being a productive member of our community. And these student athletes are just a snapshot into all students at Fresno State, but they are student athletes and they're students first.
Steven, thanks for being with us today. We'll see you out there at the St. Martin Center today in just a few hours here for Fresno State Boise State, 4 p.m. tip-off. Make sure you get out there. Steven, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Steven.
Thanks again to today's guest, Steven Trembley, Director of New Media at Fresno State and also the Sports Information Director for Men's Basketball. And thanks to our producer, Kevin Kirsten, always holding it down in the studio.
I'll do anything I can for you, buddy. You know that.
Thank you all for listening to us this morning, and please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSRSports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.